Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Billy Rose, Sam Lannon, Arthur Freed, and Phil Baxter, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, September 6th, marked the birth in 1899 on New York's Lower East Side of William Samuel Rosenberg. You may know him better as lyricist, producer, and nightclub and theater owner Billy Rose. In high school, he was a track star and studied shorthand under the inventor of the Gregg system. He became the world champion at shorthand, able to write over 200 words a minute, forwards and backwards, with each hand, and during World War I, he worked for the War Industries Board. Lured by the potential for large royalties, in the early 20s, he determined to become a songwriter and got a job as a lyricist with music publisher Leo Feist. His first song, the 1922 novelty You Tell Her I Stutter, with music by Cliff Friend, became a hit for Jones and Hare. Other collaborators included Ray Henderson, Fred Fisher, Con Conrad, Dave Dreyer, Vincent Eumanns, Harold Arlen, and Harry Warren. Beginning in 1924, he opened a series of nightclubs, including Billy Rose's Music Hall, which hired Benny Goodman's first band for a few months. In the 30s, he produced spectacular outdoor events, including the 1939 New York World's Fair Aquacade. In the late 40s, he had a nightly radio show called Comments and wrote a syndicated newspaper column. He left show business in the 50s to play the stock market. He died on February 10, 1966, in the West Indies. Here are three from the pen of Billy Rose. Thank you.
wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a cotton tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as hollow as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Thank you.
From October 14, 1925, Jack Hilton and his orchestra, with Jack himself performing the vocal on A Cup of Coffee, A Sandwich, and You, composed by Joseph Meyer, with the lyric by Billy Rose and Al Dubin for the Broadway show Charlotte's Review, where it was introduced by Gertrude Lawrence and Jack Buchanan. A Cup of Coffee, A Sandwich, and You started a series of similarly titled popular songs, including A Hot Dog, A Blanket, and You, A Bungalow, A Piccolo, and You, and Midnight, The Stars, and You. Before that, we heard Peggy Healy with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, and It's Only a Paper Moon, composed by Harold Arlen, with the lyric by Billy Rose and Yip Harburg. That recording will be having its 73rd birthday the day after tomorrow. We started the show with Jacques Renard and his Coconut Grove Orchestra and another lengthy title, When the Morning Glories Wake Up in the Morning, Then I'll Kiss Your Tulips Goodbye. The vocalist on that September 26, 1927 recording was Johnny Marvin. Jacques Renard was born in Kiev, Russia, and raised outside of Boston, Massachusetts. He trained as a classical violinist, but Meyer Davis convinced him to start his own dance band, which became very successful in the Boston area during the late 20s. He appeared on Boston area radio stations WLOE and WNAC, and in 1927 was resident at the Coconut Grove nightclub in Boston, not the one at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles. Renard's network radio appearances included the Camel Quarter Hour, Abe Lyman's radio show, the Burns and Allen show, and the Eddie Cantor show. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, September 4th, marked the birth in 1891 of bandleader and band contractor Sam Lannon. As a child, he studied violin and clarinet, and after serving as a musician in World War I, in 1918 he led a dance band at New York City's Roseland Ballroom. He didn't play on any of his recordings except for drums on a few sides from the early 20s. Sam's three younger brothers, Jimmy, Howard, and Lester, also became dance band directors. Sam began recording in 1920 for Columbia, and few dance band directors made as many records as Sam Lannon. Some were made under his own name, but many were made under a dizzying array of pseudonyms such as the Arkansas Travelers, Broadway Bellhops, OK Melodians, New York Syncopators, the Gotham Troubadours, the Melody Sheiks, Phil Hughes, Frank Auburn, Lloyd Keating, Jerry Fenwick, and Wally Edwards. He employed top-notch musicians for his bands, including Miff Mull, the Dorsey Brothers, Bix, Jack Teagarden, Benny Goodman, Eddie Lang, and Bunny Berrigan. His Roseland Orchestra played on WHN radio in 1923, and his Ipana Troubadours were first heard on stations WEAF and WOO on April 8, 1925. In July of 1931, he began leading his Pillsbury Orchestra for the Pillsbury Pageant radio program, which was heard Friday nights on WABC. The Pillsbury show was canceled in March of 1932, but Lannon continued to work in radio until 1937, when he retired. He died on May 5, 1977. Here's Sam Lannon.
Do you like me a little bit? I mean, a little bit. Do you? You do. That's all I want to know. Do you like me some more than that, this much, or maybe more than that? Do you? You do. That's all I want to know. And do you like my certain style? I think I'll stick around a while. Do you mind if I hold your hand? Do you or do you understand? Do you? You do. That's all I want to know. Thank you.
and dying at sundown. Every little bird is resting and fails the nesting at sundown. Each little rosebud is sleeping while shadows are creeping. In a little cottage cozy, the world seems rosy at sundown. Where a loving smile will greet me and always meet me at sundown. I seem to sigh, I'm in heaven, when night is falling and love is calling me home.
Jerry Macy, one half of the Radio Imps and the Radio Aces, the other half being Ed Small, performing vocally on Who Could Be More Wonderful Than You with Sam Lennon's Troubadours on July 22, 1926. Who Could Be More Wonderful Than You was written by Benny Davis and Abner Silver and was preceded by Lynn Cowan and his Lowe's State Theater Orchestra, a Sam Lennon pseudonym, and At Sundown from a Romeo 78 recorded May 5, 1927. We began that tribute to Sam Lennon with the Ipana Troubadours, including then 19-year-old Benny Goodman and an unknown vocalist on Do You, That's All I Want to Know. Do You, That's All I Want to Know was written by Henry Tobias, Benny Russell, and Jack Yellen.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, September 9th, marked the birth in 1894 of songwriter and producer Arthur Freed. He was born in Charleston, South Carolina, but grew up in Seattle, Washington. His career began writing for Gus Edwards' acts and other vaudeville performers, and he performed in vaudeville himself with Louis Silvers, with whom he would later collaborate on material for New York Cafe Reviews. In 1928, he was hired by MGM to write songs for the studio's new musical department, where he was responsible for most of the top tunes in MGM's early talkies, including Broadway Melody, My Lucky Star, Wedding of the Painted Doll, and Singin' in the Rain. He collaborated primarily with Naceo Herb Brown, but other collaborators included Gus Arnheim, Al Hoffman, Harry Warren, and Burton Lane. In 1939, he was appointed associate producer of MGM's The Wizard of Oz, and he went on to produce other musicals such as Good News, Meet Me in St. Louis, Easter Parade, and For Me and My Gal. He produced a number of Academy Awards specials, and from 1963 to 66, Freed was president of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. Here are three from the pen of Arthur Freed.
Thank you. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've got a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain and singing, just singing in the rain.
Thank you.
trio of Arthur Freed and Naceo Herb Brown collaborations. We just heard the Hi-Hatters, directed by Leonard Joy, with Frank Luther performing vocally on A Bundle of Old Love Letters from December 20th, 1929. Before that, it was Annette Henshaw with Frank Ferreira's Hawaiian Trio, August 20th, 1929, and Singin' in the Rain. And we began our tribute to Arthur Freed with the musical question, Should I?, from the MGM picture Lord Byron of Broadway. That was Victor Arden and Phil Oman and their orchestra with vocal by Scrappy Lambert, credited on the label of that July 29, 1929 Victor record as Bert Loren. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL Avalon and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. September 5th, in 1896, Phil Baxter was born in Navarro County, Texas. He went to school at Daniel Baker College and served in World War I as a member of a band at Mare Island Navy Yard. He led his own small band in the 20s called Phil Baxter's Texas Tommies and led a larger band for about 3 years in Kansas City. He's remembered for several hit songs in the 30s, including I'm a Ding Dong Daddy from Dumas, Harmonica Harry, One Man Band, Let's Have a Party, and Have a Little Dream on Me, but he's perhaps best known for his 1929 novelty hit Piccolo Pete, which was arranged by his close friend Joe Hames and recorded by Ted Weems. After the 1930s, he got out of the music business and settled in Dallas, Texas, where he died on November 21, 1972. Here are three from Phil Baxter.
Thank you. about you. Why so crazy if you left this town? Why so crazy if you weren't around? Because I don't love nobody but you.
Well, apparently Phil Baxter wasn't an English major there at Daniel Baker College. We just heard Phil Baxter and his orchestra, with Phil performing double duty as vocalist on his composition I Don't Love Nobody But You, recorded in Dallas, Texas by Victor on October 20th, 1929. We started off the set with I Ain't Got No Gal Now, another Phil Baxter composition from the same session. In between was yet another Phil Baxter tune, Waiting, recorded in St. Louis, Missouri on October 24, 1925.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Harry Bidgood's Broadcasters.
Covered with ooze, starting to squirm, a couple's dance, and that's the movement they use. Just like a worm, black bottom, a new rhythm, when you spot 'em, you go with 'em, and do that black, black bottom all the day long. We'll be right back.
eyes of blue, it's for you that I'm yearning. Every hour is a year to me. Eyes of blue, honest, true, my heart's learning. What I must have you constantly. I never thought I would miss you until you went away. Eyes of blue, tell me, do you're returning? Eyes of blue, it's you I love.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Harry Bidgood's Broadcasters and Black Bottom. The vocalist on that September 7, 1927 recording on the broadcast label Made in London was Bobby Sanders. Next, it was the California Ramblers, credited on the label of that Clarion 78 as Wally Edwards and his orchestra, and Sweet Eyes of Blue, written by Ed Kirkaby and Lou Kobe, pianist in the band at the time. The vocalist on that September 4, 1930 recording was Elmer Feldkamp, credited as Wally Edwards. We finished up with Bick Spiderbeck and his orchestra and Deep Down South from September 8, 1930. The vocalist there was Wes Vaughn. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.